Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 5th of June. Hope you're well. Coming up.
The Leaving Cert is a really, really well-trusted model in this country.
136,000 students begin the state exams today, and the number of Garda reserves on the beat set to increase. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines, and we'll have the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the state examinations begin today for leaving and junior cycle students. English is the first subject up for both. Final exams will continue until June 25th. Students are being advised to know their timetables and be sure to eat well over the next 3 weeks. Teachers Union of Ireland President David Waters says students need to keep moving forward if exams don't go how they're planned.
Not to get too downhearted if things don't go right, you're still going to have another exam to go. So, I mean, look, there's no denying it's going to be a tough couple of weeks, but it is only a couple of weeks, and most of the hard work will be done at this point, so just to kind of hang in there as well.
Airlines are to face higher fines for not ensuring people arriving into the state have valid documentation. It's one of a number of proposals being brought to Cabinet this morning. News Talk's Andrew Lyles reports.
Justice Minister Helen McEntee will bring a review into airline fines to government and propose that the maximum penalty be increased from €3,000 to €5,000 in cases where carriers have been found to not uphold their obligations in ensuring passengers have appropriate documentation. The memo will also see the Department of Justice and the Garda National Immigration Bureau draw up relevant guidelines with the aim of supporting carriers in the implementation of checks to be carried out. If approved, its aim to changes to Section 2 of the Immigration Act will be passed before the Dáil summer recess. Environment Minister Eamon Ryan will also look for approval of the state's second national adaptation framework, which will set out the potential implications of climate change and outline how every sector will have to adapt. Enterprise Minister Peter Burke will present the digital services levy bill to colleagues, which would have to be passed by the summer if the competition's watchdog and Cumhachúil na mBan are to have revenue-raising measures from the industry, while Housing Minister Dara O'Brien will look for approval of the local authority purchase and renovation loan.
The number of Garda reserves is set to increase after the Justice Minister announced a new recruitment drive which opens today. Helen McEntee has set a target of 1,000 reserves by 2026. Alan Cantwell has more.
The Minister has also announced an increase in the maximum tax-free stipend from €1,000 per annum for more than 100 hours of volunteering in a year to €3,000 for more than 200 hours of volunteering. The Garda Reserve was established in 2006. There are currently 341 serving Garda Reserve members. At its peak in 2013, the number of Reserve Gardaí reached 1,164. The Garda Reserve is a volunteer service drawn from local communities. Reserves work alongside full-time Garda members working with a road traffic unit, policing public order incidents, assisting with crowd control at large-scale public events and supporting the regular day-to-day community policing work of an Garda Síochána. Applications close on the 4th of July and prospective candidates can visit publicjobs.ie for more information on how to apply.
The state's own fiscal watchdog is warning a giveaway budget could overheat the economy. The Irish government has previously stated there will be cost of living measures introduced in October's budget. However, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council is warning against tax cuts and increased public spending. Michael McMahon, acting chair of the Fiscal Council, says now isn't the time for loose budgetary policy.
The Irish economy is performing well and is operating at or above potential. And as a result, this is not the time for loose budgetary policy. Choices need to be made. Doing everything now, tax cuts, current spending increases, ramping up capital spending, could all overheat the economy and add to price pressures.
The Taoiseach is to ask the country's main banks to meet with him in the coming weeks, looking for assurances that any interest rate decreases will be passed on to customers without delay. The European Central Bank has hinted it could cut interest rates this week, following 10 increases since 2022, which were aimed at combating inflation. Taoiseach Simon Harris is to tell banks here that he expects mortgage rates to decrease in the coming months or days. A snap poll of the first leaders' debate for elections in Britain show Rishi Sunak narrowly ahead of Keir Starmer. Rishi Sunak shaded the Labour leader by 51% to 49%, according to a YouGov survey. The ITV debate saw heated exchanges between the pair on issues including health, the cost of living and immigration. Rishi Sunak says if he's re-elected, flights to Rwanda will take off from next month.
This is a growing challenge, but I've got a plan to deal with it because I'm going to put people on planes. What are you going to do with them? I can tell everyone what I'm going to do. You might not like it, but I've got a plan. Okay.
In entertainment news, the organisers of the Eurovision say an independent expert will review this year's event, which was mired in controversy. The Dutch contestant Joost Klein was disqualified after allegedly threatening a production worker. Israel's participation in the event also led to a series of protests, with the country's delegation saying they faced an unprecedented display of hatred. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland have picked up their first win under interim manager John O'Shea. The boys in green defeated Hungary by 2-1 at the Aviva last night. Adam Ida opened the scoring for the home side in the 36th minute before Adam Lang equalised 4 minutes later. Troy Parrott then scored an injury time of the second half to seal the win. Next up, Ireland face Portugal away next Tuesday. John O'Shea says he was delighted with the result.
But what we did tonight was showed an application and a hunger to stay in there, hang in there and create chances. If we had been a bit more streetwise in terms of our fitness and sharpness, we would have created a lot more chances against Hungary in the first half, because we were in really good positions to exploit it. But the detail of our passing was not to the level that it was against Belgium and Switzerland. So that's something to work on.
Meanwhile, the Republic of Ireland senior women's team remain without a point in Euro 2025 qualifying. The girls in green were beaten 1-0 by Sweden in Stockholm yesterday evening. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.